O you who believe, do not take my enemies and your enemies as friends. You show kindness to them, but they reject the true way that has come to you. They expelled the prophet and you, for you believe in God your Lord. If you have come out to struggle in my cause having sought my acceptance, do not be friendly with them in secret. I know what you hide and what you disclose. Whoever of you does this will have gone astray from the right path. If they gain ascendancy over you, they will become your enemies and employ their hands and tongues with evil designs and wish that you also became disbelievers. Neither your blood relations nor your children will be of any avail to you on the day of resurrection. He will judge between you, for God sees what you do. You have an excellent model in Abraham and those who were with him when he said to his people, "We are through with you and those you worshipped other than God. We reject you. Enmity and hate have come between you and us forever, unless you believe in God the One, except for what he said to his father, 'I shall ask forgiveness for you, but I have no power to prevail with God for you.' O Lord, we place our trust in you and turn to you in penitence, and to you is our returning. O Lord, make us not an example of punishment for infidels, and forgive us, O Lord. You are almighty and all-wise. Those of you who have hope in God and the last day have certainly a good example in them. But whosoever turns away, then surely God is above concern, worthy of praise. It may be that God will create love between you and your enemies. God is all-powerful, and God is forgiving, ever merciful. God does not forbid you from being kind and acting justly towards those who did not fight over faith with you, nor expelled you from your homes. God indeed loves those who are just. He only forbids you from making friends with those who fought over faith with you and banished you from your homes and aided in your exile. Whoever makes friends with them is a transgressor. O believers, when believing women come over to you as refugees, then examine them. God alone is cognizant of their faith. If you find that they are believers, do not send them back to unbelievers. They are not lawful for them, nor are infidels lawful for believing women. Give the unbelievers what they have spent on them. There is no sin if you marry them provided you give their dowers to them. Do not retain your marriage ties with unbelieving women. Ask for the return of what you have spent on them, and the unbelievers should ask for the return of what they have spent. This is the judgment of God. He judges between you. God is all-knowing and all-wise. If any of your women go away to the unbelievers, and you succeed in your turn, and have a chance of getting spoils, then give to those whose wives have so gone away as much as they had spent on them. But take heed and fear God in whom you believe. O prophet, when believing women come to you, and swear on oath that they will not associate anything with God, nor steal, nor fornicate, nor kill their children, nor accuse others for what they have fabricated themselves, nor disobey you in any rightful thing, then you should accept their allegiance and ask forgiveness of God for them. Certainly God is forgiving and kind. O you who believe, do not make friends with those who have suffered the anger of God by having become despondent of the life, to come like those unbelievers who are despondent of those who are in the graves.